My name is Emma Fitzsimmons. I'm 14 years old. Today's date is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Josephine Schnitzer Steinklein, who is my 101 years old great grandmother, and we are recording this interview in Ewing, New Jersey. Where did you grow up?
When or what?
Where did you grow up when you were a kid?
You have to be very specific.
Ask your
in which country or what do you want?
That's pretty specific.
When were you born?
I was born on July 30, 1917.
Where were you born?
In Karlsbad. That's a great resort in Europe.
Austria?
Right now it's called, it's been divided again, and it's called Czech Republic. Now it's called Czech Republic. At that time, it was Austria. Okay, now that's where it goes.
How many siblings did you have?
One twin sister.
What was her name?
Rosa, I always say. Rosa, her name was Rosa. She was married to Mr. Heyman, to Herbert Heyman. That's it.
Tell me about your parents. What were they like? What was your mom and dad like?
Well, they were middle class people. I can't say they're professors. They were very nice middle class people. Well educated for those days. They were very well educated middle class people. Very well educated middle class people. Write that down.
What was your early childhood like?
It was very nice. It was a wonderful childhood.
Did you spend a lot of time with your sister?
Most of the time, we were always together. Twins are usually together. Well, what's next?
Why did you come to America?
When or why?
Why?
Because my father had been here earlier. He came in 1922, and we came in 1931.
So, why did your father come to America?
Because those days, it was a great depression at that time. It was easy to come to the United States just by getting just buying a ticket and coming to the United States. Very easy, but now and later on it got hard. When we came, it was already difficult because we just had to have my father, he had to have somebody here. But before, when he came, all he had to do was have it like a ticket to anywhere, and they'd take you in.
How did the Great Depression affect you?
Well, it was very difficult to earn a living. That's how it is. But very difficult to earn a living.
Can you tell me how you were feeling or what you remember from your journey to America?
You mean the journey to sitting on the train? said, yeah.
When you were 13?
Huh?
When you were 13?
I was 30 years old at the time. I came here when I was 13.
Can you tell me about when you came to Ellis Island?
Oh, yeah, we came to Ellis Island because my father was supposed to show. My father and my mother were supposed to show $90. She's supposed to have $90. But my father, when he was questioned, he originally thought the amount was $30 for all of us. And this was $90. So we had to go to Ellis Island we were re-examined. We had the money already because my father had borrowed it. And we came to the United States.
What do you mean by examined?
Well, you had the doctor examined you physically. And then somebody examined you mentally, whether you were smart. What class to put you in. We had to go to school.
What were some obstacles you had to overcome when you first arrived to America?
Well, the language. We knew German. So the language was very difficult. But we had some preliminary information. My mother had already highly educated sisters, three sisters, and she had highly educated brother. And the brother undertook to teach us some English. So we did, and we were in the seventh grade when we were in Europe. And here, we got into the fourth grade, which is way down. From four to seven is a much difference. But it was still a difference of not just like one to one. For instance, if you came today, you came to Europe, let's say to France, and they start with you and you don't know, don't you think it's difficult? You have to know. Well, it was difficult because it's a foreign language. Grammar. Says the grammar, let them know that you really taught, my uncle really taught you, he didn't just say a lot, grammar. He taught you, English grammar. So we had a chance to get into the fourth grade instead of in the first grade. If you don't know German, or any language that is spoken in the country. It's no good that you're left back in an earlier class.
How was your home life?
Huh?
How was it like at home once you came to America?
I was okay. It wasn't so easy for us in the beginning because we didn't know our father, really. He was in the United States when we were small.
Did you ever get married?
Huh?
Did you ever get married?
Married? Well, of course. You know, those days, people married and then that had children if they wanted to, if they were able to. Not everybody can produce children. It's not a thing. That's it. It's you may not. But children were produced by married people. Not like today, but you don't say not like today. You don't want to put them down, you know. You put them down if you say that.
Can you tell me your experience about living through the Holocaust?
Well, I wasn't there. We were fortunate because the Holocaust started in 1939 and we came here in 1931. So that was a good fortune.
Did you have family that was left behind?
Most of the family was left behind. Because at that time, it's like you are here in the United States. You have a family here. You don't have to be in Europe. What else?
So what was your job when you came to America?
I went to school, and then we went to public school. We started with grade 4, and we went to school through 2 years of college. But we didn't know at that time. We could have finished, but we didn't have the time. We didn't have the opportunity. I was called, my sister and I had called to Washington. I was called to Washington in 1941. That was 10 years later. I was going to Washington, and they had a list of places where I could work in Washington. They were good places. And I had to call to get my choice. Oh, they had Washington, they had Chicago, they had all the high places, Hawaii, and I chose Washington. So I couldn't be in Washington and go to college in New York.
How did they get your name? How were you chosen? Did you have to take a test? Like, how did they find you?
We all had to take tests. If you wanted to have a good job, if you couldn't get it by, through an agency, well, you had to get it. You can't just go to a store and say, I want a job. It's very difficult. So I got in 1941, I got a letter. We took the test I took this test. We both did on a Saturday, May 25th, in 1941.
How did you do on the test?
Well, I got a very high test. It was only 3 weeks, and I got called to work.
So you did well?
I did very well. I had a way up in the 90s.
So they called you in the next 3 weeks after you did so well on the test?
They called me after 3 weeks. And it was... it was so many years, it's not easy to remember. It's now so many years. I got a letter from me, you know, not a simple letter. A letter to say,
why did you choose Washington, D.C. out of all the choices?
Because I liked to go to a hike, to a place where I could go ahead. Or I can go forward.
Did your family come with you? Did your sister come with you?
We couldn't sleep at all.
So you went by yourself to Washington?
Sure, when I was just a baby. I was just a baby.
What was the adjustment like going to Washington, D.C.?
It was easy. Because I love people, so it was easy to communicate.
What was the actual job? Like, what did you have to do?
It was a clerk for the Railroad Retirement Board. Well, it was a clerk of work. It was Hoover was the president at that time. I wasn't given a chance to talk to the highest official in the United States. That was good enough.
What job did you hold the longest? Like, what was your main position of your job for your life?
Well, it was just a job. We had to type. And to answer questions, it was an ordinary.
Who did you work for?
I worked for an official. How did I at the time?
So you worked for an official with, like, the government?
Official for the person who works for the retirement board. That's what I worked for.
How did World War II affect you?
How do you what?
World War II?
No, World War II started later. It started in 1939. And this was earlier. This was 41.
Do you remember, like, what you were doing or where you were when World War II was announced?
Oh, yeah, I was listening to television when it was announced about Pearl Harbor. And it was very sad. The whole country was sad because the war started. It started earlier in Europe. Hitler invaded Poland. What else?
Have you traveled to any other countries?
Well, you just buy a ticket. You buy a ticket and you go.
How often did you travel, or where did you travel?
Well, I didn't have to get much around there every day. I was just deployed, and we had very difficult, I'll tell you why. Because I used to have one of those books. Like the one I have over there. get the test. And they tested you, and it was not easy. We were tested very frequently.
When you were adult, when did you travel, like, where did you go for vacation?
Well, it wasn't such a long vacation. It was just at the beginning, you know, of the war. You didn't go on vacation. You were scared. Mm. You were afraid to go on vacation is where you work. And then you get on vacation. You just don't happen for vacations. You know, when a person goes to work and the interviewer talks to you, he knows one thing. If you ask, if you sit down and you ask the interviewer, how many hours do we have? What are the hours and the salary? He will make sure that you are not invited to work there because it's not that. It's not important. The important thing is that you know to work. And of course you have to be paid, but it's not up to you just go in there for money. You have to be able to work for your money.
So later in your life, like when you were older, did you get to travel the world?
You see, I got to, in 1941 I started working there. But in 1941, December 7th, was the beginning. I was after Japan invaded the United States. Well, you didn't go anywhere those days because when there is war, there is shooting, and nobody likes to go around when they're shooting. So you didn't, those days were not wonderful times for vacation. That was on vacation time.
What countries have you been to?
Oh, well, I've been to England. Just a short while. Very short while.
You went to England?
Yeah, I went to London.
London.
And I went to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
And I went to Amsterdam, Brussels, Holland, and then I went up, and I went to, to think so many years.
Did you go to Germany?
Huh?
Germany?
Well, not during that. I did once.
But did you go?
Huh?
Did you go to Germany, though, ever?
I did because I had an uncle. I had an aunt and her son, and they were living in Germany at that time. So I went to them.
Did you go to France?
Oh, yeah, I went to France, but I wasn't in all these places. I couldn't go very far because it was wartime. That was a very bad time to be around.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? And would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that you think people should know?
Well, get along with their folks at home. They should get along with their relatives at home. And it's just...
Who was most influential in your life?
Huh?
Who was most influential in your life?
My mother.
Your mother? What did she teach you?
Well, she was well-read. She was a professor, but she knew German very well. She was... I had a very noble character. My mother had a noble character.
Other than English, huh? Other than English, what other languages do you speak?
My mother didn't. German. It's Romanian because that was a language.
Do you speak Yiddish?
Yes, she knows how to speak Yiddish.
What are you proudest of? Like, what is your greatest accomplishment in life?
Well, I accomplishment that I think it was a good position. I went to Chicago also. And I worked in Chicago. And then I left Chicago because the doctor in Chicago, I had some
How would you like to be remembered?
How I would like to be as a person who loved humanity, that's all.
That's it?
That's it.
What valuable lessons can you teach teenagers or young adults?
Valuable lessons to younger people?
Like life lessons.
You have to respect people. Respect is very important.
Is there any words of wisdom that you would like to leave me with?
What?
Any words of wisdom for me?
Words of wisdom? I respect is the only thing I can think of. And honesty. Respect and honesty. Well, the way you have respect, you have honesty.
And just to sum everything up, how have you seen America change throughout the years?
Television was introduced. That put the...
Like all the electronics and stuff? All the electronics and devices that were created?
The war finished. Well, we hope we won't have any more. We hope not to have any more. But... It's not sure.
Thank you for sharing your life story with me.
What?
Thank you for sharing your life story with me.
Yeah, well, but the most important thing is to have respect be honest. A person's ability.
Value a person's ability?
Yeah.
Thank you.